Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mighty Variety Show. Still playing air guitar.
I'm alive. I'm
you. Yeah. Life is worth living. I saw someone post that today, just a while ago. Their Facebook. I believe it was Brian Byers, the owner of Shark Radio Network.
Yes, it was.
And that's Moo sitting right next to me.
And right over there, right here. No. Look around that microphone. Right there. That's Robin. That's Sweet Roll.
Yay. Hello.
So I hear back in Texas it's a little hot, but I hear up in the northern states of, like, Oklahoma, Ohio, Missouri, it's damn hot.
It is. It's, and they're not used to it, I think, as much, right?
Well, I think it's record-breaking temperatures, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. But global warming is not real. It's just a conspiracy. Who cares? I'm not saying how it's happening, but it's happening.
Dun, dun, dun.
So get out your rubbers.
And your onions.
And get ready for the flood. Noah said there's going to be a floody. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. From Ned Flanders to you.
Ned Flanders. Oh, Lord have mercy, Ned Flanders.
Well, before we tell them exactly where we are, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in early to listen to part of a rebroadcast from Monkey House Buffet with Darla and Jerry. As they begin their rebroadcasts here on Shark Radio Network, it might be slightly intermittent, as the person responsible for rebroadcasting them is living a crazy life right now, which is me. So I'm just saying, you know. So, but after my big move, which everybody knows about, it should be way more consistent. And then we'll have Monkey House Buffet, and then we'll have Mighty Variety, and then we'll have whatever incarnation Brian and Anna Marie are bringing back to the airwaves. So
it's probably something like Incognito. With Brian and Anna Marie.
Is it?
Doesn't that kind of conflict?
Incognito. Oh, did you read something? I haven't read any of the bulletins.
No. That was just a Moo made up thing.
A show called Don't Listen to This Show, but it's amazing.
That's right.
Cats and Kits.
We will get our Friday nights rocking again.
Get it on. So we've been doing pretty well holding Friday nights down on our own.
We have been.
Friday down and we took off its pants.
And fondled its onion.
Is that onion on your breath? Okay, yes, it is. It is. I can't lie.
Busted.
There's no mistaking that smell. Pungent, well, onions, multi-layered.
You just keep
digging
deeper and deeper.
I know. So why don't we are in Omaha, Nebraska. So,
which is kind of ironic because I was born and raised in Nebraska, but on the other side of Omaha, the other side of the state, over closer to the Wyoming-Colorado border, in a little teeny town called Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
Oh. You're corn fed.
And I went to barn dances.
Did you?
Made out in a hayride.
Oh, that's nice. I'd say, Missy, is that hay in your hair? That better not be hay in your hair. Go to your room.
It's actually nice to be back in Nebraska. It's a little toasty over here, too. We were kind of hoping that it would be somewhere like Alaska.
Yeah.
Because it would be cooler, but It didn't work.
But I think being here for the Olympic trials is completely amazing. Tons of fun. And I don't know. I'm enjoying it all.
Well, first of all, we have to tell them what we're wearing.
Oh. Oh, do we? Do we have to?
We do.
Yeah, actually, we like it.
We do like it. And there will be no pictures taken unless one of the people we approached takes pictures while they're laughing at us. But we decided, since we were going to do the Olympic trials, we decided we would come in a leotard
in a nice
bling.
Yes, little gymnastics uniform bling. Our hair is pulled very tightly back with some sparkles.
We taped our wrists
yes.
and did the powder, the chalk powder.
I got powder on my feet, my knees, and my hands.
That's right. But we are wearing tights.
Don't ask how I got
that
on my knees.
That was a feat.
But yes.
That was a feat.
That was a feat. And so what we're doing is we're walking up behind people in the audience so they don't see us coming, and they'll turn around and notice us, and of course they don't have a poker face good enough to be unshocked when they see us. And the first thing we say is what? What do we yell?
We made the team!
USA! 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 And then we kind of cartwheel off a little, half cartwheel, you know, lame cartwheel. And
they know better.
Yeah, they do. A couple of people just stood there with their mouths open for a second.
I know, like, ow!
I think they were waiting for security.
That's right.
Little did they know, we've got all access passes.
But I think it was even funnier. Did you see, I don't know if you were talking to some of the gymnasts that are there right now, but did you see Hal come out in just a pair of tights?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And there was screaming. There was
panic.
There was mass chaos.
There were women and men hiding the eyes of their children.
There was fainting.
Yes.
There was dogs sleeping with cats.
There were mothers who wish they'd never met their fathers or something.
That's
like
right.
that. Yeah. He doesn't really need a trampoline to get over that.
But
Donkey Kong.
I was
I don't know
hoping
what that
means. At least under the tights he would have been wearing
some whitey
his banana hammock.
Banana hammock?
He didn't
anything? Some tissue?
Tissue.
A Kleenex? Not the one stuck to his foot, but one in his drawers.
That's right.
I'll say, good Lord. I say, good Lord, man.
Lord. Foghorn Leghorn.
Go away. Go away, you bother. Stop poking me with that thing. Just trying to get
but
by.
He didn't stay out long. He didn't stay out long because he went ahead and he put on, it looked like a, I don't know, one of those robes that they wear in like Asia, the women. Like put on one of those and he went to the bar.
Yeah.
Which was good because there was people there, for heaven's sakes.
Yes. The Kabuki banana has left the building. Just saying.
So even though every once in a while in the background you might hear something, or you might hear, you know, coaches yelling or something. So we really don't have a studio. We're in what looks like a broom closet.
Yeah, off of a locker room.
It does.
You know, but it smells, you know, good in here. I love the way a pool smells, and it smells good in here.
It does. It smells good, but it makes it humid.
Yeah.
So just like they said in, what was the movie? Apollo 13, and when he was afraid to touch the switch on there because of all the condensation.
Touch it. Just a little condensation. It'll only hurt for a second.
So, oh, but we have a great show for you tonight. We're very excited. Moo is going through a little bit of, I think it's finally hitting me, girl. Even though we see each other every week, I think it's finally hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
My Robin, my sweet roll, she's moving away.
I am, and it's soon.
So then I was on break today, and I thought, she's moving and things are really going really well. Excuse me. That's that spiked tea I'm drinking. That's what they serve you here, spiked tea. Anyway, and I thought of a wonderful gift that I'm going to make you, a housewarming gift for your house.
I like gifts.
Yeah. I like presents.
I don't know about anybody else, but I sure like a gift.
So I need to get my butt in gear, my rear in gear.
I like me likey, but I'll have a forwarding address, so if something happens, you can always mail it to me.
That's right. That's right.
They do have mail service where I'm going.
They do?
They do. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Hey, look at our crowd. We have a really big crowd in our room right now. Beautiful. Not in our personal room, but in our chat room.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. That's really awesome. People. I think a lot of people popped in when they saw that Monkey House Buffet was on. And so that's saying something. Everybody likes a delicious onion. Who would do you just pick up an onion and take a bite out of it? Could you do that?
Maybe one of those, Valencia onion? Is that what it's called? No, what is it called?
Sweet Texas onion?
Yes. Yes. Maybe.
Now, the one way, and I'm speaking of onions, I don't know why I'm going to tell you this, but the one way that you can keep from crying when cutting an onion, and it's the only way, and that is to refrigerate your onions first. Make sure they're thoroughly cool, and you won't cry.
I did not know that. But I do keep my onions in the refrigerator. I heard that after you cut the onion, if you rub a spoon, a metal spoon, Vidalia, thank you, Rosie, you rub a metal spoon, it takes the onion smell out of your fingers.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's why Hal's always going, smell my finger.
Oh.
And I say, I don't smell anything. And he goes, such a freak. What a freak. That was a punishment, him being assigned to us. Now, you see all the bruises and the little marks all over my leg where it's all bloody. Well, it's cleaned up now. You see that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I was at the hacienda. We were having it painted, having the back deck painted. And I was telling the painters how on the house I expected more cock. I said, I expect more vertical cock and horizontal cock. And I was expecting a full cocking. It's what I had discussed.
Did you do it on purpose?
And then there was this, no, it says, I'm saying, I expect a full cocking. I thought, oh, God. And then they're like, go on. They're like, we didn't know it was going to be that kind of a paint job.
Archer, any way you want.
So there's this off the deck. There used to be this railing around. It's all been taken down, so it's just a big open deck. Anyway, but there was this little piece of wood that was still hanging there from a screw, which I thought looked very loose. Now, being the black belt that I am, I turned around and went, ha! To kick it off! And it was stuck on there way harder than I thought, but I kicked the crap out of it. And what happened was, the power of my foot hit the bottom of the piece of wood.
You're just
the
going
top was
ball,
jagged.
Screws.
Yes. And the top was jagged and it flipped backwards and stuck into my shin. And so my brother was out there and he starts laughing at me. And my husband had already told me to leave all that stuff alone. But, you know, I can't. And he was out there too, but his back was turned. And it hurt so badly. And I just looked at my brother and I went, shh. I put my finger up to my lips and went, shh, because I didn't want my husband to know. But, of course, you can't help but see it later. I was like, I don't know how that happened. That's weird. Why do I have all these bloody scabs on my leg? And it's kind of purple. I don't know why. I'm just saying, if that would have been somebody's nads, they would have been. And then they're all like, okay, we'll get to cocking. We'll cock right now. They're like, oh, my God, she really wants that cocking done. I did, and I do, and it's done. I'm just saying.
Of course,
anyway,
you have to be firm.
So that's what's wrong with
firm
my leg.
Firm in your grip.
Yes, that's what's wrong with my leg.
Oh.
I whacked it too hard.
I love purple. Your choice of words that you're saying all over the show.
It's just the way it. I'm just telling a story. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am. Yes. So should we get on with the show?
Yes, let's do.
Oh, or do you want to mention your new family member?
Well, you know, we've been, we lost a family member about a month and a half ago, and we are test driving a new little chihuahua, and her name currently is Raisin, and she's wonderful. She's very sweet, and my dogs are like, oh, hi, Raisin, we're dogs too, and she's like, "Err," but she's not always like that. She's starting to warm up a little to them, and she's very playful, and she's finally eating on her own because she's skinny. Gigi's rather pissed that we got a skinny, scrawny one, but she's a rescue, and we have decided to keep her, and we're going to name her Ladybug.
Oh, Ladybug.
Ladybug, and we'll just call her Lady. So it's going to be Wiley, Gigi, and Lady.
Oh, well, Ladybug's a good luck, too.
I think so, too.
And you told me something about her, though. She's got big nipples.
She does have big nipples. She has... She when she was found on East Lancaster, which is a very rough and major road in Fort Worth, and she was very, very thin, very hungry, and very pregnant.
Oh.
So she had little babies that looked like little chiweeny miniature pincer puppies, and they have all found homes. And so now she's found a home. She's very loving. And we're hoping that nipples go down just a little bit.
You should go to the vet and ask how much is nipple reduction surgery. Ma'am, we don't need nipple reduction surgery. And then he'll raise one eyebrow and go, on people. Yes. Yes.
So she is our new family member. We're back to a 3-dog pack, and we're happy.
Yay. Well, congratulations.
Why, thank you. Thank you. I'll start posting pictures of her in video because she's a little goofball. She loves her toys, so.
Oh.
Just like any girl, she loves her toys.
That's sweet.
What witchery is this?
So have you gotten that song to Darla yet?
No.
I'm going to start asking you that every show so that Darla doesn't have to. She's probably typing. She asked her before I could.
That's okay. I will try to find it again. See, she goes, I think she had a little more grunt in it. Marge Simpson?
Moo.
So, you know, it's been a weird week. It's been a long week. Mm-hmm. Next week is a holiday weekend, of course. But I have... Actually, it's kind of funny because sometimes our witcheries kind of coincide with each other. Have you noticed that?
Which is a witchery. Which is a witchery in and of itself.
That's right. So, mine, I started out... About 3 months ago, I had posted online that I had a dream about a coworker, and I really don't talk to this coworker just because he works in a different section and kind of works a different shift, but I've seen him, and I'm real nice to him, and he's real nice and everything, but he's real quiet. He's real strong and kind of burly and kind of looks like a Texas cowboy. And for some reason, out of the clear blue sky, I had a dream about him. I had a dream that he helped me. And the dream, it was more of a, basically what I saw was I saw somebody murdered in front of me.
Oh, my God.
I know. Somebody, it was almost like it was in a war, and somebody was decapitated. I know this sounds so horrible, but when I was standing there and I didn't know what to do, and I was looking with my mouth and my eyes all big going, oh, my God.
See, were you looking at my mouth? Anyway,
I was
looking
with
your mouth.
You could see all the way out my ears through my mouth.
Wow.
So he came up to me, and he, you know, I told you he's this kind of big, burly cowboy, and he just wrapped his arms around me and just whisked me off so that I guess I wouldn't have to view it anymore. But I just thought it was weird because I'm like, why would I dream about him? I hadn't even seen him in a couple months or anything.
Yeah.
So the other day, I went to clean our break room because remember?
Oh, yes.
Mr. The Urinator.
The guy who peed on the machine.
Yes. So I went to go and clean it because it really is just, ugh, I can't believe these people want to even sit in it. So, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm in there cleaning, and he came in to get a soda on his break. I know, soda.
On his .. break.
He got the broom and started sweeping. I didn't say anything. I didn't ask him. He went and got the broom and started sweeping, and then he went and got a mop and started mopping. Where did that come from?
I don't know. He might be on drugs or something.
I don't know. But
no, I'm sure he wasn't.
I don't know if that was like a free. No, I'm sure he wasn't. No, it was the other guy, the urinator.
Yes. Wow.
So that was my what witchery is this, because I dreamt about it, and then a few months later, it happened. Now, of course, somebody didn't die, but he helped me. He came in, just started doing stuff, really didn't say much. I said, thank you for helping me, Toby, and then he left. I'm like, okay. But yours is even weirder.
Gary in the chat room wants to know, what's his boyfriend's name?
What's it? Well, to be honest with you, he really does look like he could have a boyfriend.
Oh, he's handsome.
He's got one of those handlebar mustaches.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. I guess what I should try to do is try to take a picture of him.
Cool.
He's not paying attention. I'm
handlebar mustache, you know, tight, glittery red boy shorts. I don't know. Why would you think he has a boyfriend?
One of the members of... kidding.
Well, and you told me a little bit about that, and it just kind of made me think that the other day I was dreaming that my husband was next to the bed going, wake up, wake up, wake up, and because he had something, I guess, exciting to tell me. And then sure enough, like, I don't know how long passed, 15-30 minutes later, I don't like to be awakened when it's not necessary. I'm like, why are you calling me out of ground? And anyway, and he was standing there, wake up, wake up, wake up. He had something to tell me. Very exciting. A lot has been developing in our lives. So that was little, but same. I just kind of, little premonition there. In the
dream. Well, we're both kind of trying to explore that area of our minds.
We're expanding our ESP. Isn't that how you say it? Your ESP?
Your ESP.
I'm an expert at ESP.
Wait.
ESP. Yeah.
Yes. So what witchery is this?
Tell me, darling, tell me, please, is it wrong?
First of all, your goofy coworker, your goofy co-host, forgot to put on that picture.
Just as a reminder to everyone, including myself, we do have video.
Yes.
So if you click on the link to the left of the chat room, you should be able to see some of our banners and stuff, and sometimes little videos. But is it wrong?
I think I have it. There it is. Yes. Dun, da, da, da.
Well, okay. Is it wrong that a married woman goes out and talks to a group of painters and keeps saying cock? Like, and then, like, Tourette's. Cock, 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 cock. Is it Freudian? Is it wrong? Is it, you know, and as I came to realize that, I just was like, now I'm going to go back inside the house and lock the door.
No. It's not wrong. I don't think it's wrong.
Okay.
Is it wrong to mock a coworker
no.
that's being an asshat behind their back with the possibility of them turning around and catching you?
No, not at all. Oh, my God. If it was, then I'd already be going to hell. Yeah, I told you I had that terrible general manager when I was a human resource manager for a large company. And the general manager of the store was, talk about an asshat. Oh, my God. He was the meanest person I think I've ever met. He was an awful person. Well, lo and behold, he had been doing all these terrible things. And since I was the head of HR, I helped facilitate his firing, okay? But he had been with the company for so long. And I feel bad about it, but this was his own fault. I did not do anything to him besides do my own job, whatever. You can't win when you're HR, I'm just saying. But anyway, so we decided to tell everyone he was taking an early retirement and moving back to his hometown, which was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He liked to tell us that all the time. I'm like, we'll go there. Anyway, so we're like, early retirement. So I get him this big cake that says, like, you know, bye and congratulations or something stupid like that. He was actually getting fired. And there was a small group of the managers that knew he was getting fired. And so we're in this boardroom and we have this cake and we're like, oh, wishing you so much luck. And I'm like, here, cut your cake. And I handed him a knife and I realized, and he looked at me and he's holding this knife. And I just took a big step to the side away from him because he's holding the knife. And everybody just cracked up laughing because they knew I was like, oh my God, I just handed the man who I'm firing a knife. I'm going to stand behind someone else because I don't want to get stabbed or whatever. And everyone cracked up laughing. And so is it wrong? I was protecting myself.
I don't think so.
No,
he played
it off. He just ate the cake because he liked cake.
Because he was a jerk and he liked cake.
Yeah. He was unethical. And if it's one thing that I'm a stickler for, it's good ethics.
Yes.
I like ethics.
Yes.
Good ethics.
There's not just ethics.
Not just ethics.
We want damn good ethics.
Yeah, just be a good person. Do the right thing for the right reasons, and you'll be fine.
That's right.
And he probably thought it so disappointing that I can't stab this bitch right now. Just her hand or something. Just a sticker in the femoral artery or something. I'm just like, anyway. Are you looking at me in my mouth?
Let's do the one. It's so disappointing that we have.
Okay.
We'll go to break and then we'll bring back Monkey House Buffet, y'all.
Monkey. Okay, I'm just going to say I'm addicted to The Price is Right on Facebook. I'll admit it.
Oh, and I haven't played it. I'm just saying.
You know, I actually won a showcase or two. But
did you?
Some things I'm like, I would not pay that much for that, Adam. Then I realize it's me and just about four or five other just insane people. Why am I playing this? Because I love The Price is Right. And if I ever get to L.A., Burbank, I'm going to go there.
And you better tell me when you go, too.
Maybe we can get Shark to fly us to Burbank, and we can go to the
front. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. And we could be like, Mighty Variety loves Drew.
Drew. So, I only have one. I am very particular about my hair. And it's not necessarily...
You're the reason I own 5 cans of hairspray. But anyway.
You're right. Because I'm like, oh my God, do you have hairspray? And we're going on an investigation.
Like, I don't know. I'll just buy it and she'll have it. And they're
so
giant
she has
cans.
Like 13 bottles. And I'm like, oh, yes. Hairspray. So all of my hair, it's okay if it's short. But I am very particular about my bangs because I have a horse face.
No,
so
you don't.
If I get my bangs cut too short, I look like a dweeb, okay? A dweeb. So, I went to go get my hair cut, and my usual lady wasn't there.
Usual lady, where are you?
My usual lady, it's funny because I like my hair like her hair, to be honest with you. She's very sweet and very good at what she does, but she's always wearing a plaid button-up shirt with the sleeves rolled up.
Oh, okay.
It's always hot, and she always has this on. But I like her hair, and I can always say, cut my hair like yours, and then she does a really good job. She was off. So I got this lady, and she really didn't talk. She weighed about 400 pounds.
Ay, ay, ay.
And all she really cared about was getting me done so she could go back and eat her rest of her sandwich, I think.
I'm sorry. Go on. I love thinking, I, love, I just hear things out of context, and I just can't stop. It's interesting.
She cut all of my hair really good, except my bangs. I had to come home and do my own bangs. It's so disappointing.
Sometimes when people don't do you right, you have to do it yourself. What? Silence? Eva's like frozen. She's just standing still, just sitting there, frozen like a statue. Oh, well. Uh-oh. What? So, I think, let's try this.
Monkey House Buffet, y'all.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind.
All right. So I guess we'll do the...
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
But there's something wrong with my system. You were talking, and I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me, and I'm like, you can't hear me. So
weird.
I'm cheating, and I'm calling you on my cell phone sitting right next to you.
I was like, is she really, like, going to make a call? I didn't realize what you were doing.
Yeah,
okay.
So I had to move across the closet that we're in.
Or as Darla
Sorry
would say.
Sorry about that, gang.
Across. Darla, are you with us?
I am with you.
I keep typing on the wrong keyboard here, so I don't know what I'm typing into the chat room right now.
We're okay.
You're typing into the wrong keyboard, and my computer just goes.
That's okay. I think the pills just kicked in, so I had to make some. I had to make relief for my leg. Anyway, so how are you doing, Darla? What's up?
Drinking my Dos Equis, baby.
And J Dub, Mr. Jerry. I told you the pills just kicked in. Are you there, Jerry?
I think I'm right here.
Hello,
Onion Man. Mr. Onion Man.
Oh, good, the onion delivery. So what's going on?
Hello.
Hello. So what did?
Hello.
Were you guys excited?
Hello.
About...
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
You're
is this thing
room.
On?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right, Bill Clinton. Anyway, what is so tonight? I got most of Monkey House Buffet on the air as our first trial run, and we were still setting up here at the Olympic Stadium here in Omaha, or the trials anyway. So sorry about that. We'll do better next week.
Hello.
So, were y'all excited?
Very.
I'm very excited.
We're in not syndication, simulcast now.
Hello.
That's right. What's your favorite radio station that rhymes with Hark Radio Network?
Oh, that would be Shark.
Oh, yay! Radio. Not fart.
The shark.
Yay, right answer. Right. Not fart. Not fart. But shark.
I didn't say fart.
A shark. I'm sorry. Oh, I've been telling people to go to the wrong place. I'm sorry. I'll change what I've been posting.
If someone ever hacks our site, I hope they change our name to Shart. I think that's kind of fun.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I don't mind hacking, really.
With a T or Shard with a D? I guess Shard.
With a T. That would be where one leaves a natural trail that, you know, you can drive a Hummer through.
That's what that is.
That's when you go through a Cheerio and miss the Cheerio.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do you have illustrations?
I'm getting turned on.
I was going to say, hang on. I'm getting visions.
You're getting turned on.
Just go to YouPorn. Taiwan. chicks with sticks. I'm just saying.
lady boys is another good one.
Lady boys. Yes, we've.
Hey, I cleaned that up.
Lady boys.
Look at that.
There's a guy staring through the window at the studio, out in that little window over there. Melissa in the studio. Now he's gone. We need to cover that up.
Let me peek through the other door of the closet.
Let me pee on the window, and he can't see anymore.
Pee? I would actually pay to see someone do that, I think.
To pee on a window?
Yeah, because I'm sorry, being a dude, I mean, we can go anywhere. Hell, we can write our names, like, on passing cars.
I'll do it. Do you know how much drinks are on an airplane? We fly all the time. Oh, my God.
And that's like, okay, so I'm just not sure of the aiming mechanism at this point.
Well, you know what? Some girls are more talented than others. I'm just going to say we won't, you know.
Hello, because some of them got, you know, male hoo-hoos.
Onion rings. Anyways.
Gary in the chat room says Sheenus. That's a new one.
I like
awesome.
It.
I haven't heard that before.
It's just, that's Gary being Gary. You should be in a 10x10 practice room with him writing material where there's been a whole lot of adult beverages flowing. That nice. he's just getting warmed up.
Do y'all write a lot of songs about Sheenuses?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
You're all about Sheenuses. I've heard some of them.
It was your first double album, Sheenus.
I mean,
Sheenus Live.
Yeah. I almost said something rude, and I've been trying to clean it up when
that's
I come
right.
on y'all's show.
Your power ballad is peeing on. It's called Peeing on Windows.
See, now that sounds like something Steel Panther would do.
I loves it. So please do tell. So on your show, which comes on Monkey House Buffet, is actually originally aired on and live on Blog Talk Radio on Sundays at 1 Central, 2 Eastern. So what's coming up? What do you have planned for us?
We've got an excellent week for you with some surprises. We've got prizes.
Not prizes.
No.
Hey, what does that mean? I want a prize. You didn't tell me people are going to be handing out stuff.
I do like French fries as well.
Actually, we may have some prizes in the near future, but we do have some
prizes. I'm going to give away onions. Nice.
So what's the music? What's the zombie movie? What is it all about?
Okay. Well, let's just talk about the music first.
Yes.
It's pretty excellent.
So excited. Yes. Yes. The music.
Okay. Yeah. Jerry thought, hey, let's go down under.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like a lesbian safari, but different thing.
So we picked Australian bands.
Oh, nice.
Good day.
Who'd you pick, Jerry?
Hello.
I pick.
Tell him, Tater, tell him.
You better stop picking on me, darling. I'm going to get on my damn four-wheeler and go down there and kill some of them snow monkeys.
I picked NXS's Kick.
Yay!
Oh, I love that one.
I'm a big NXS fan. I don't care if the dude hung himself while pleasing his monkey. It doesn't matter to me.
He
was good.
A happy monkey when he left.
Well, I guess. He nailed it. Anytime you can come and go in the same breath, life is okay.
I didn't realize he was having fun. I thought he was in despair, so that's good.
No, oh, no, it wasn't suicide. He
oh,
was
no.
The,
he was like, yeah.
The same thing that killed Carradine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I feel really good about that now.
Well, didn't
wow, okay, look at this. I brought joy and happiness, everyone. Throw flowers, hugs, kisses.
Well, he's probably...
Didn't they at first say that he had committed suicide? Wasn't that the original story?
And that's the last thing I heard, so... Yeah, it was the first and last thing I heard. So I'm going to believe it because I heard it on the TV.
That makes it real, real, real.
That's right.
Darla, what was your album?
I picked AC/DC Back in Black.
Which they hit the sack. I bet you it's glad to be back.
I'm sorry, it really is my favorite AC/DC album. If I had to pick, you know, after For Those About to Rock, I totally stopped listening to AC/DC. But back, some of my first party moments ever, and yes, I was young.
Some of the first moments I don't remember in my life.
That's right, it's part of your journey.
Yeah, that I was listening to the Back in Black album, the actual vinyl album.
Yes.
That sucker out, man, I'm telling you.
No, I think it's more like, you should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. That's what you're really partying to. See, now you're trying to cool it up with AC/DC.
No.
I broke up with one of my...
I have a funny story about the AC/DC thing, which I'm sure Jerry would love to make fun of me for.
I will, I'm sure.
You know, sometimes we don't have the albums we pick, so we have to buy them, and I just go to iTunes and buy whatever. I bought this album, Back in Black. I send it to Jerry. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I did. There might be some kind of law about that.
Listening.
But anyway,
yeah.
I sent Jerry that, and he's like, what band was it? It's some Rock Heroes or something?
Yeah, it was called Rock Heroes. And I go, what the hell is this you sent me? She goes, I know you don't like it, but you don't have to be an ass about it. And I'm like, no. No. What is this band? She goes, you know who it is. Because at this point, she's still not. She thinks I'm just being a jackwagon because I'm a Bon Scott fan and not
be hating.
Yeah, well, anyway. Well, she thought that's all I was doing. So it goes back and forth. I'm like, look at your iPod. Look at the band's name underneath any song. And then she's like, I got taken. what word did you say? Did you say, you said something funny? It was like, I got ganked or, I mean,
I got ganked,
like that.
Man. It was an album of crap. I mean, I don't want a cover band doing AC/DC Back in Black, you know? But yeah.
I told her, I was like, just when I thought it couldn't sound any worse, listen to that. Just listen to the first song. And it is freaking horrible. It's like, karaoke for Ghost. I mean, it's like, it's horrible.
Awesome.
Thinking of horrible, Jerry.
Dun, dun, dun.
I picked the worst movie on the planet.
Oh, actually, no. It's ranked in the worst 100 of all time. It's the 10 most horrible of worst films as IMDb.com's portrayal. And I think that was being kind, actually.
What is it?
It's called Zombie Nation. Yeah. Folks, listen to me, okay? If you're thinking about buying it, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take $10 out of your wallet right now, and as you're driving to work on Monday, throw that shit out the window, because that's exactly what it would be like, throwing your money away.
You mail it to the Mighty Variety Show in
I mean, 10 minutes into it, you're like, oh, my God, really? I'm committed now.
Yeah, and an hour into it, Darla goes, hey, this sucks. And we can't get this time back ever.
Right. 2 hours of time spent that we can't have back, and that just really sucks. So, yeah, the cover looked great. That's why I picked it.
It did.
Creepy.
The cover looked great, but then when you got to the meat and potatoes on the inside,
I can't judge.
I'm just befuddled. That was the plot line. Mm. And that's me being kind. And what I couldn't get over is this dude's been allowed to make 3 more films. He's some German filmmaker, and he came to America to make the film, and it's most of the cast is porn stars. Both male and female.
And now is the time that I shall horrify you with my filmmaking.
Well, the funny thing is I've seen better acting in porns than I've seen in this film. I mean, it was just bad.
Yeah,
but,
vomit.
It's the first real crap one we've ever had. So we've had these ones we've liked. Now we get to say something as nice as we can about something that was completely and utterly horrible. Laughable, shameable. Oh, my God. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm getting chills. Hey, but the music's good this week.
It sounds excellent. I'm excited, and I'm really, 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 really happy that you guys said yes to allowing the Shark Network to rebroadcast your show. It's sweet.
That is awesome. Thank you guys.
We appreciate y'all having us on here.
Yes, onions. Now I can't look at onions in the grocery store. I can't say onion for any reason without all of this whirling through my mind. It's like, why is she staring off into space standing there with an onion in her hand? Why doesn't she weigh it and buy it? Daydreaming. I'm just standing there daydreaming. Onions, onions.
Well, we're going to be unveiling a lot of new things to the show this weekend that we haven't done before.
Oh,
and
really?
Announcing some things going forward that we haven't done quite this way before. So,
new stuff.
Yes.
Well, I'll look forward to that, and I'll look forward to hearing it on the rebroadcast. But in the meantime, you guys, if you don't want to wait for Friday for the rebroadcast of last Sunday's episode of Monkey House Buffet and you missed it, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com and download it and subscribe to them on iTunes. And while you're subscribing to them on iTunes, it literally takes like a second, 1 second, go to iTunes and rate them. That would be great. Do the same for us.
Yeah.
Do
rate us really high. 5 stars.
5 stars.
Rape us? I'm in. Hello?
That's right.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, nobody Sam. Offered to rape Jerry.
Damn mistress.
Oh, my gosh. These kids today.
I just thought
today.
That was glue.
I know. We can't find good help anywhere.
It's those freaking onions.
Yes. Yes.
Trebek had a heart attack. Too bad he must have seen me with his mother.
Oh, my God. When I heard Alex Trebek had a mild heart attack, I was like, no, Alex. But it was mild, and he'll be back for the next season. I am a Jeopardy freak. I am like a savant at Jeopardy. I don't know how I know answers. I just shout them out. What is onions?
I like when they get the guy on there. He really, it's like you're asking yourself, how exactly did you get on here?
Because,
okay, there's two people. There's a person on either side of you with, you know, they've got IQs that are, you know, twice the temperature of the room here. And then how did you get on here? Is it like, okay, somebody went, well, bless his heart. You know, they just looked at him. Look at his helmet. It's cute. It's got unicorns and stars on it. You know what? Let's let him be on the show.
That's someone who can test well and has no recall.
Oh, that would be me.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, that would be me. I have a lot of, like, useless type knowledge that, I mean, I'm kind of a savant on that stuff. Some of that stuff they ask and I'm going, wow. And there's always one smart aleck at work who will be sitting there and go, blah, blah, blah. And you just look at him because it's like, you're not smart enough to mop the floor right. Where the hell did you get the answer?
That's right.
Pulled it out of their ass.
Ooh, huh.
Well, there's a couple of kinds of people in the world. This is an overgeneralization, of course, but I feel like there's Wheel of Fortune people and Jeopardy people.
I can't watch Wheel of Fortune. Oh,
I
my
can't
God.
Either.
And it, I can play Hangman. Yeah.
What?
Oh, well, Hangman. That's basically what Wheel of Fortune is
Hangman.
Tic-tac-toe.
I thought we were talking about Hangman and the Magic Mike thing was going to be talked about.
Right. But I also love The Price is Right, so, you know, I'm just saying.
Well,
Magic Mike.
That's also a challenge.
That is all I have heard about today is Magic Mike. I work in a building with about 400 people, 50, 60 guys, the rest women. Magic Mike was flowing through the building today.
That was just estrogen.
Woo!
I guess I don't know what Magic Mike is because all I can picture is like
you really
know.
Don't.
It's that That's male dancing. That male. It's about male strip dancers. Those.
It's Channing. The guy that plays El Cid or whatever the hell on
Matthew
True Blood.
He's one of our Austin hometown favorites.
Yeah, he likes to play bongos and talk like Carla and smoke pot, be naked for the cops. Hey, what's going on, guys?
It'd be a lot cooler. That's the thing I like about high school girls. They get, what is it? I get older and they stay the same age.
They stay the same age.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a joint? Nope. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Well, what you just said, how would you like to know that in the history of your career, and he's had some really great films where Jody can act. How would you like to know the first thing you ever said on camera that will be trapped now? It's history, dude. It's part of Hollywood. The first words out of your mouth is, you got a joint? Sure would be a lot cooler if you did. That, I mean, That's your birth as an actor.
Yeah. I still drive by, you know, that pool hall that they had in Dazed and Confused or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I still, when I'm in Austin, you know, I'll drive by that little shopping center and I'm just like, and I'll be like, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah.
You know, that when they were filming that movie, I was in a hurry. I was like, whatever. So they had traffic stopped, and I just didn't turn my head to the right to see that they were filming a movie. So I'm on Burnett Road, and no one's moving the light screen. So I go, honk on my horn. And this guy, I guess one of the production people, comes over and slams his hands on the hood of my car. And he was like, don't you do that. You shut up, man. I'm filming a movie. And he's just like going to bust, just explode or whatever. I was like, oh, sorry and stuff.
Oh, my God. That is a great voice.
So I'm sure I made them have take another take on that, and I was like, hee hee. And then one of our good darling, my good friends, Tommy Mansfield, who believes there's vegetation on the moon, but that's a whole nother story. He's actually in that movie when they're driving down the street. He's the guy, he zooms by. He's this big guy on a tiny motorcycle that zooms by. And if you look closely, he's wearing a Misfits jacket, which the Misfits hadn't come out yet. And so it's like a continuity error in the movie, but.
Oh yeah, the Misfits had been that Misfits were from the '80s. They'd been around
in the '70s though.
The movie's filmed
from the '70s, and well, that's just Darla what Tommy started. Told me.
Oh, I got you. I'm like, wait a minute, it's in the '90s. Duh. Okay.
They made the movie.
It's 1976.
Yes. You're right. Duh. Let me shut up.
No. But anyway, whatever. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I ended up while they were filming the movie JFK. When they were filming the scene where he's driving through downtown, my work had sent me out to go pick up a part. Well, I'm a fresh-faced kid from Waco. I don't know where anything is, and I'm coming from Plano, which is north of Dallas. So I'm driving around downtown, and it's like the only other time I'd been down there was this buddy of mine. I said, hey, dude, drive me downtown. I want to see where the bums live. Because I'm from Waco. I don't know what that's like. I know that sounds cruel, but I had to see it. I am in a truck, and I look over to my right, and there's all these guys wearing like these just cheesy freaking suits with every one of them's got a fedora on, and they've got the little card sticking up that says press. And I went, man, they got some real squirreled ass people in this town. I need to go back to Waco. And I just keep looking. It's like, okay, that's bizarre. And then I look to my left, and I see the entire JFK presidential motorcades coming at me, complete with cops, and the crowd's all cheering. And I went, oh, holy shit, I've had a stroke. Because I did not know what was wrong with me. I mean, I'm 24, 23. Totally freaked me out. I freaked out, and I hit the gas, and I just rushed away from there. And I was already lost. So I'm winding around somewhere over in the art district, and the guy on the radio says, hey, for those of you that are trying to get around downtown, I'd steer clear. They're doing some filming for the film JFK, and that was like, okay. Because it was like a Twilight Zone episode. Seriously, I look over, and everything had, like, gone back to that time.
Nice.
Scared
that's
me.
Fun. That's fun. I'm going to miss that about being in a town that has lots of films going on.
I miss that about Austin, or the possibility of running into a famous person just in a random place.
Yeah.
That bathhouse. It's crazy.
Melissa, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
She's leaning back in her chair.
I'm in the closet.
So's Tom Cruise.
Not anymore. They're getting divorced.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's going to come out and go, I love 30-odd seconds of penis.
That's
right.
Don't we all?
Or just 30-odd penises. I'm not sure. I think we'll all find out.
Oh, my goodness.
That's on Magic Mike.
Oh my
goodness. Well, we really appreciate you guys calling in, like I said, and we love you.
We love you, too. It's a love
fest. Man. I love you.
One of these days, maybe we can all go on a trip together on Shark's Dime.
Yes.
That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
That's right. We'll stop off and get a bag of onions and nothing else.
Oh, hell yeah. No, we got to get some Spartan brand condoms to put them in. I'm just saying.
Right.
That's right. All onions must be placed in condoms before going through security.
I mean, it's just not safe if you don't.
That's true.
You don't know
are
where they've
been. Are you excited,
been.
Or do you just have an onion in your pocket?
I hope that's a roll of onions in your pocket, actually. If not, that head has had, like, some kind of snake bite to it, and you must have thought about that. I'm just saying.
You been poking around the bushes again, boy?
Yeah. I told you to stay away from that hen house, son. Good Lord.
And now your penis looks like an onion. Go to your room. Go to
your
room. No Xbox.
Go in there. Don't come out till the swelling comes down. Rub some dirt on it and walk it off.
And while you're at it, give me your rope.
Give me
no,
your rope.
No rope for you tonight.
Oh.
Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah, pills them.
And I don't have to come here and be on some little rinky-dink show with you. I don't even know why I'm here doing this.
Yeah. Anyway.
That sounds like, that's what Gary usually sounds like in our chat room.
That was Andy Kaufman, actually, from, yeah. Speaking of Crazy Jim and Latka and all those folks. So.
We
only have four minutes left in the show. We never went to break. I don't think we're going to break tonight.
Oh, no, but I think we're both kind of a little nervous on doing the 30 odd seconds of penis.
Don't fear the penis. Don't fear it.
Don't fear the penis. Come on, baby.
That one really spoke to Darla. She liked that.
Take
one.
My gland.
She looked backward and said, hoo-ah. Oh my goodness. There we go.
That it happens. Oh. It happens.
My face hurts from laughing so much. And I just
mine's mostly from the car wreck.
My shin hurts so much as well from karate kicking that thing in front of those painters. That was embarrassing. Yeah. And I said, yeah.
First rule of Fight Club, no more karate kick.
I used to be good at it. But anyways. All right. Well, I guess we'll talk to you guys next week, and we'll be there for your show.
All right. Thanks for having us on, guys.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace, love, and chiclets.
Chiclets. Yeah. And while you guys are at it, go to facebook.com/monkeyhousebuffet and make sure to like them. And if you're in the mood, please look at our Ustream live right now, because that's that awkward moment. It's an awkward moment picture, and I'm just going to let it absorb. It took me a little while to have it, let it absorb. There are more pictures, fun pictures like that on our page, which is facebook.com/mightyvarietyshow.
And I don't have to come here and be on some little rinky-dink show with you. I don't even know why I'm here
that
doing
was
this.
That supposed to be something else, but I love that line so much. So,
so what I need to do is...
Yes. Sorry.
Thank you, Hal. We really haven't talked to Hal much today, but he's been kind of running around like a maniac. Do me a favor. Hal got my gear working again.
Okay.
So let me hang up for my cell phone so that people can actually hear me.
Okay.
Call me back on Skype.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
By the way, everyone could still hear her. That's kind of funny. You know, Jerry and Darla are just, they crack me up. I just can't hardly miss one of their shows, and it broke my heart that I had to miss the last one. I'm glad that we can rebroadcast them because I got to listen and stuff.
That's just because you've been busy.
And by the way, everyone could hear you while you were on your phone. So.
Okay. Well, I know, but it sounded, and it was getting really hot in that closet.
So sorry. You can come out now.
At least there's a fan out here. I'm
you're a good
saying.
Girl. You can come out now.
So before we do it, I know we only have a minute left. Before we do it, should we tell them what the tattoo, the really bad tattoo is that's on our Ustream, on the
oh
banners?
Oh, my God, yes. Do tell.
At first, it looks awful, and you're thinking, what? That
is a baby holding his mother's finger. Finger.
Because it would be an odd tattoo to have on the inside of your wrist, like a hand with a penis in it. Because that's what it looks like. It looks like someone's holding their penis.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I had to share that.
I'm sure the tattoo artist was like, are you sure this is what you want? And she's like, sure, if you can do it now, don't make it look like a penis. Oh, I won't. I'm really good at this. Ow. Ow. Oh, my foot spazzed and I kicked my leg out and hit it on this table right where the spiky
it's
things.
It's because it's so small in here and we're not used to it. I'm just saying.
I just threw my foot out.
I think, to be honest with you, I think Hal sabotaged my computer.
He might, because we left him alone with it. He's been watching a lot of Young and the Restless, and they like to do stuff like that. Look at your computer when you're not looking. Download everything. Sabotage. it's called the Trojan banana hammock virus. A little penis goes through and eats all your information. So I need to get into character.
Me too.
Let's go on.
That's a lot of peanuts.
30 odd seconds.
Hal has some music for us while we do our.
That's a lot of peanuts.
30 odd seconds of penis.
There is a theme, Cindy, isn't there? That's a lot of peanuts. Bananas and monkeys.
Okay.
Let's do it. Short penis got no reason. Short penis got no reason. Short penis got no reason to live.
They got little heads, one eye. They limp around, telling great big lies. They got no little noses and no little teeth. Whew. They can't wear platform shoes on the nasty little sacks.
Well, I don't want no short penis. Don't want no short penis. Don't want no short penis round here. Short penis are just the same as you and I.
If we had one.
All men are brothers until the day they die.
It's a wonderful world. Short penis got nobody. Short penis got nobody. Short penis got nobody to love.
They got little baby hairs that stand so low. You gotta pick them up just to say hello. They got no little cars that go meep, meep, meep. They got little voices going, creep, 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 creep.
They got grubby little pubes and dirty little minds. They're gonna get you every time.
Every time.
Well, I don't want no short penis. I don't want no short penis.
Don't want no short penis.
Short penis.
Round here.
And first, those of you who aren't sure what that's from, we tortured it. It's from Short People.
Which is really and it's a song that really is about tolerance. It's about that's accepting right. Short people. So really, I think...
With 30 little pubes.
30 little pubes. You got to pick them up just to say, hello! And I think for every penis, there is, for every male, there is a female or someone who loves them and loves that penis.
That's right.
Doesn't matter if they're female or male. As long as they love that penis, that's all that matters. They do. You've got lots of reasons to live, penis.
That's right.
We like all penises, all penises.
Peenies, penis.
Penis. Penis.
Mm.
Are we still near?
Yes, we are.
We did go a little bit over, but, that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay.
I just asked the manager of Shark Radio Network, and she said it was okay.
So. No, you didn't ask her. You told her. We
told her.
5 minutes late.
You know what? You know I got this onion in this condom. If you say no, I'm going to whack you with it. Hit you right in the face.
In the hoo-ha.
I'm gonna. Are you looking at me in my mouth? Turn it off. I dare you. She said, no, that's okay.
I think we have a few new listeners. Maybe they're not in the chat room, and that's absolutely fine. Just we want you guys to know that we really adore you. We absolutely love your patronage.
Mm-hmm. Mm, patronage.
Mm, patronage. Mm. With a side of gravy.
Nom.
And you guys are so wonderful. You help us make the show. You laugh at us. You laugh with us. And you make our dreams come true.
You tolerate us.
You tolerate us. Thank you guys so much for joining us right here on the Shark Radio Network.
Right here on Mighty Variety Show. We'll see you all next week.
Yes. So. Next week. But until then, make sure you don't hold any fireworks too long.
Don't blow your hand off.
And please don't do any fireworks where there's fires.
Or where there's dogs. Or animals that get scared. They get scootsled. So, anyways. And if and like I said on Facebook, if someone does pop firecrackers too close to scared animals, you have my permission to punch them right in the face.
You have permission to
donkey. And then just say... USA! USA!
USA! We made the team!
Run down the street in your leotard screaming, USA! USA! And it'll all be okay. It will. So.
It will. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. See Everybody have a great weekend.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been a Hal Slicker production.
Couldn't hear that. What?
This has been a Hal Slicker production.
Just like, doing.